coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And this is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, March 1st, the first day of March already, 2023. I'm so happy to be here with you. I want to lay out a case. I want to lay out a case for everyone here. Connect some dots. I've got a series of videos that in pages I want you to take a look at. This is to explain, I believe, everything that's happened in the last, within the last decade, okay, because I can extend it back into the Obama regime, as well as into the Trump era, the Trump 4 years of President Trump, and then extended into, of course, Biden. I want to talk to you about the SARS-CoV-2 virus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, and the implementation of the mandates, the unconstitutional issues that we faced over the period of the number of years, 2-3 years. I want to talk to you about communist China, their infiltration into the United States, and the war. We have been in a war for quite some time with communist China. But it's not just communist China. It's the globalists involved in matters in Ukraine. It's Chinese oligarchs. It's the Chinese Communist Party. It's Ukrainian oligarchs. And in some cases, it would be even Middle Eastern oligarchs as well. I want to show you some things. And I think by the end of this hour, you will be convinced. You will be absolutely convinced that war, kinetic war, is coming to the United States. Perhaps not in the way you might think right now, but it's coming. That's number one. And number two, everything that you know about the SARS-CoV-2 release, well, maybe you're ahead of the game. Maybe you know what happened there. But I think this informational release by the Department of Energy, it covers some 17 bioweapons labs. 17 labs and programs has something to do with this as well. If you go back to 2015, for example, which is 8 years ago, I just want to bring this out. In medical and scientific publications, we've seen, or we saw, people such as Ralph Baric, Echo Health Alliance, other entities, including the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, some other universities and NGOs, involved in the creation of a modified chimeric virus. And in 2015, this was admitted in scientific literature, even to the extent where Ralph Baric and others thanked Fauci, Collins, and even Bat Lady Xi Zhengli for their funding in the former and the scientific work for the latter with respect to the creation of a chimeric and lethal bioweapon. But you have to ask yourself why. What's the motive here? What's really going on? And I take you back to 2016. That was in 2015. And I think when you look at this, and I think I'll lay this, the way I'm going to lay this out, I hope, again, by the end of the hour, you'll see where I'm headed with this. I think the preponderance of evidence, and perhaps beyond a reasonable doubt, will show you that this was an intentional retaliatorial strike against the West, not just the U.S., but specifically the U.S., but against the West by China, that was facilitated by American sellouts to the Communist Chinese Party by American and Western and even Far Eastern oligarchs as well. I think this also has to do with some of the information contained within the Hunter Biden laptop, some of the relationships explained in that that mess as well, and the evidence that supports the origins of this bioweapon. I really want this to be laid out perfectly. And if you hear my studio lady, the studio dog again, you know, I'll tell you what, never fails with respect to deliveries and or mail coming to the studio. But nonetheless, I want to go to page one, and all of these will be in the show notes. If you go to HagmanReport.com, open up the description box. If you want to look into this further, follow along with me. Everything will be there, the links to these articles, the links to the videos, because I'm not going to show the entirety of the videos in some cases. In some cases, I'm not going to go through the entirety as well of the the articles. But I want to take you back to, this would be from The Guardian, March 18th, 2018. I want to take you back to that day. U.S. imposes sanctions on China, stoking fears of trade war. And there's President Trump sitting right there. Investment restrictions and tariffs on $60 billion worth of products. Now, that's not the aggregate trade amount. That's the value of the products. China vows to take, quote, all legal measures to protect our interests, okay? This is but one of the sanctions, of the executive orders and sanctions, executive actions and sanctions against China. This is but one that was performed by President Donald Trump. Now, if you think about this, in 2016, prior to President Trump's win, upset over Hillary Clinton. If you would replace Clinton with Trump, as we've talked about this before, the relationship between the U.S. and the Chinese would have been a lot different. In fact, selling out to Communist China. But hold that thought again. Understand that when President Trump got in office, as this article shows, again, this is from 2018. Now, there's articles before and after this, but I think this in particular, the trade sanctions and stoking fears of a trade war, I think what we have here is a hinge moment in time when China says, look, we are everything to everybody. We supply goods to all these countries, including and especially the United States. This threatens our economic stability. This threatens our national sovereignty because of it threatening our economic stability. So there's got to be something there needs to be something done. Now, don't forget, concurrent with this time, you have people like Swalwell. Yes, even at this time, or especially at this time, Hunter Biden in bed with the Chinese, selling influence of his father, and that of course predates what you saw on the screen there, and is now active again. You have people like Feinstein and numerous and innumerable members of, well, I shouldn't say innumerable, numerous members of Congress. And even within the executive branch, cabinet level positions, who have, I'm going to say, essentially sold out the U.S., our national interests to Communist China. Now, think about that for a moment. If you don't want to, if you're not prepared at the moment, if you're Communist China, and if you're not prepared at the moment to take things kinetic, you're playing the asymmetrical warfare game at this point. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, they were handed during Obama's time, it's stopped by Trump, but they were handed the ability to research through the funding granted by the NIH and NIAID to create these bioweapons at the Wuhan lab. While they created them there, where did the funding, where did the scientific, some of the scientific research come from, and the authorization? From the United States, from some of the SES people here in the United States, as well as some of the NGOs. People were making money from this. All right, now let me take a step by step here. I'm going to ask the question. Did China intentionally release this coronavirus? And you're going to see why all of this is important here again by the end of the show. And this is also, you're also going to see an appearance by Dr. Peter McCullough. Now, the last couple of days, the individuals I had on were his associates. You know that, right? The wellness company. Those are his associates. That's his company as well. But he's on to something in this whole arena of potential criminality and treachery. But I want to play something from Stinchfield tonight. This is video number one. Did China intentionally release the COVID virus? Was COVID? And ask yourself this: could it have been where COVID was retaliation for sanctions, for the treatment of China by President Trump? If you look back over his treatment of China, and reasonably so, that hurt China economically. And again, it struck at their sovereignty, because you know China wants to rule the world. Let's play video clip number one. This is about 2 minutes, 49 seconds in length. Here it is.
The worst part of all of this is that maybe, just maybe, the worst mistake, or at least underestimation, that President Trump had during his time in office is that when he handed down all of the sanctions against China, finally we had a president holding that rogue nation accountable for its actions against our economy. He had no thought that China would unleash a deadly pandemic on the world because of those sanctions. I actually believe this was retaliation to President Trump handing down those sanctions. Now, I don't blame President Trump for this. What I blame is China not giving a damn in the world about the deaths of innocent civilians. So China's all about propaganda, right? We know that. We know that China knows that the rest of the world is literally scared of China. Why are they scared of China? Because China supplies everything to them. The world is reliant on China, and that's just how China wants it. You know who else appears to be reliant on China? The Bidens, for millions, and maybe even Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci had to have known that this was a lab leak, and yet still he pushed this idea that it was not, even as many members of his CDC were saying, we believe this is from the lab. They had an entire cover-up. No, let's keep pushing this idea that it was from the wet market, that it was animal to human transmission. Just for a flashback, roll Dr. Fauci.
I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence. I didn't dismiss anything. I just said it's a high likelihood that this is a natural occurrence from the environment of an animal reservoir that we have not yet identified. Well, and I still maintain that, but as I just mentioned in response to other questions, that since you don't know 100% about that, because no one knows, including me, 100% what the origin is the reason why we're in favor of further investigation.
This is the similarity between that Chinese spokesperson and Dr. Fauci. All they deal in is propaganda. While Dr. Fauci is making those claims, we have seen emails back and forth between him and his team linking the lab leak theory as a real strong possibility. And he was so concerned about conservatives using it as a talking point that he wanted it downplayed and he wanted that idea squashed. That is not what we deserve from our elected leaders. That's called lying to the American people. And again, I'll say it, Dr. Fauci should be charged with crimes against the people of America.
All right. Eric the Tech, let me ask you, are you following so far?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Got to check because I want to make sure I'm making myself clear here. Stinchfield said, yeah, this is in retaliation for the sanctions and for the treatment of China. And don't forget, when President Trump assumed office, all the executive orders and the change of policy, that was a stark 180 from the Clinton probability of, okay, this is how we're going to do things, to quickly advance the agenda. Why do you think Biden on the first day signed a stack of executive orders and actions to undo what President Trump did? If you think about this, does this make sense that on the very first day, he's out undoing everything with China and other things, of course, but everything with China, he's out undoing that. That would have never happened under Clinton. So, okay. And of course, the sellouts, and this goes beyond right versus left. This goes beyond black versus, you get the idea. This is high-level warfare. This is asymmetric warfare. And this is also the communist ideological bias among many in this country who are assisting the Communist Chinese Party. And let's not forget the World Health Organization. Who are the two top biggest funders of the WHO? You've got the Communist Chinese Party, and you've got Bill Gates. What's the intent of Bill Gates? It's always been eugenics, all right? So there's some motivation here in eugenics, especially in the West. His laboratory, of course, is Africa, but I'm talking about things happening in the West. All right. Now I want to go to video two. And don't forget, the people who understand this particular bioweapon the best, Dr. Peter McCullough and his crew, again, the two people I had here, especially with the spike protein that is the killer or the debilitator of everything, they understand what it is and in some cases how to mitigate the poisoning from the spike protein, if that is possible. And yes, it is, but there are a lot of other factors involved in that, but I digress. So let's go to video two. This is John Fredericks introducing Dr. Peter McCullough on the John Fredericks show. All of these clips are within the last week or so. The evidence supporting the origins of COVID-19. That's the title of the video. Watch this, and let's take this step by step. Here it is.
You're coming on my show at the very beginning of this COVID outbreak saying that you believed this was manufactured and released in the Wuhan lab. Now we get the evidence that that's what happened. Sir, you were ridiculed, you were banned. They tried to strip you of your medical license over and over for the things that you said. Now it's bearing fruit that you were right from the beginning. Do you feel vindicated now, Dr. McCullough?
Now listen.
You know, it's disappointing to come to this point when in 2015, research papers were published by Menachery and Barrick and colleagues in Nature communications and proceedings of the National Library of Science, they said in the papers, we made a chimeric SARS virus with the Chinese in the lab in Wuhan, China. It says right there in the 2015 papers. They thank Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, National Institutes of Health, and the NIAID division of the NIH. They also thank Chinese funding agencies, and they thank Chinese scientists that helped them with the bats, particularly Dr. Shengling Shi. So we have a situation here where in 2015, it's clearly laid out there, the Department of Energy has oversight over about 17 biological threat development programs. And SARS was a U.S. development program. And for those public health officials and research officials to get on the air in a straight face and say that it came from a fish market is complete and total fraud.
Okay. There it is right there. I think that is perhaps the most succinct explanation that this did come from that lab. But it came from that lab with the help of U.S. assets and British UK assets as well. All right. So there we are so far. Okay. So you've got the intentional release, perhaps due to the sanctions. You've got the evidence supporting the fact that this came from the lab. Now I'm going to go to a longer clip here. And this is so important. When I saw this, I watched this probably three times in a row. And I was taking notes. And I was thinking, okay, rather than play this, I would just simply reiterate to you what was said. But I want to play this clip. This is a long clip. We'll pause it at times. But I urge you to go to HagmanReport.com, take this clip. And this is Steve Gruber discussing the coronavirus lies. And watch it yourself. Take notes, whatever. Download it. But certainly watch it again without my commentary. Because this is critically important as an overview, and especially at the time, right now, and then in terms of how we were dealing with China and what was going on between the U.S. and China, Hunter Biden, Joseph Biden, and even some within the government. But this is so important. If we can go to video three, here it is.
The new China syndrome is the most dangerous issue facing America today, period, paragraph. Over the weekend, the Chinese military ordered an American fighter jet out of its territory, except it was over international airspace. We learned of more illegal Chinese police stations inside the United States open for business. Plus, the flow of Chinese-made fentanyl continues at a torrid pace across the southern border. Chinese military contractors are considering arming Russia with drones to attack inside Ukraine. And here at home, China's buying up farmland and shelving hundreds of millions of dollars to media companies and social media companies to control the narrative. And I didn't even mention the spy balloon.
Okay. In the spy balloon. But folks, you can take every one, each one of those, each one of those points, and you could spend an entire program in each one of those points. The fact that China would order a U.S. fighter jet outside of their airspace when it wasn't even in their airspace. Think about the balls that takes, if, for lack of a better term. Would that have happened under Trump? I kind of doubt it. That emboldened part. And of course, buying the farmland here in the United States. What's going on with that? Could they be prepping forward operating bases, like the ports as well? And then, of course, what was mentioned about the southern border, about the fentanyl. What better way to attack middle America or all of America, essentially, but a certain demographic than through the unfettered access of fentanyl? Which brings me to another question. Why is the southern border still open? And did you know, maybe didn't know this, but did you know that Biden cut off all communications between the state and county and the Border Patrol, the federal law enforcement? Why? What's the reason behind that? The reason behind that is to soften even further the southern border. So who exactly is coming over or through the southern border? And you've got ranchers too. I've got some. I've got a video I want to show you about. I think I might have it here. Maybe I don't. About a rancher saying, "Look, I've got land on both sides of I-10. South of I-10, we don't go there because the cartels own that property in practicality." So you've got cartels bringing drugs and human smuggling into this country. Then, of course, well, you've got Ukraine, as he mentioned. China is supplying deadly weaponry to Russia to further bog the United States and the West down in Ukraine. All of this is connected. All of this is bent on the destruction of the United States by the Communist Chinese Party and assets within the United States who are benefiting by Communist Chinese Party money. Let's continue with Steve Gruber.
From a couple of weeks ago that went across the entire country. Yes, we have a problem with China, and it's growing with each passing day. And the weakness in the West Wing is allowing it to metastasize at an uncontrollable rate to an incredible size. However, there may be one big breakthrough that could clip the CCP's wings and get everyone on the same page, maybe. The United States government finally admitting what you and I have known for a very long time. The COVID-19 pandemic began with a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Okay, to be fair, it's not the entire government. In fact, some in Joe Biden's administration are outraged today that such a conclusion was even made public, but it was. The Wall Street Journal, first to report that the Department of Energy has now concluded that the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic that spread like wildfire in the early part of 2020 and for the next couple of years was triggered by a lab leak in the Chinese city of Wuhan. That kind of conclusion was enough to get you banned on social media through much of the pandemic, mocked by the relentless pro-lockdown crowd and smeared by lazy politicians who could not be bothered by looking for the facts or asking serious questions through most of it. While most ridiculed the idea that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was in fact ground zero for the pandemic and the lockdowns and the financial devastation that followed, plus the damage to our kids, there were a few among us that were smart enough to figure it out early. In fact, I told you almost from day one where this virus came from. That it leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, and that too many people were playing politics with it. Here's part of my commentary from March 13, 2020, just a couple of hours before President Donald Trump declared a national emergency because of the pandemic. Listen to this.
The Wuhan virus. The virus originated in Wuhan, China, by all accounts, sometime in December of 2019. The Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, try to hide the fact that there was this new virus spreading. It's not the first time that's happened. SARS and MERS originated quite the same way. But now people in this country, political commentators, people that try to do what I do but not nearly as well, are offended by using the word Wuhan. Somehow it's racist to use the word Wuhan to describe a virus that came from Wuhan.
Yes, the virus came from Wuhan in the Institute of Virology. The FBI reached that same conclusion, the same one that I did, but not until the middle of 2021, 18 months later. And now, 3 years on, the Department of Energy is finding the same facts as so-called new evidence. The DOE says it doesn't have a high level of confidence, however, and will remain open to investigations by numerous agencies that are still continuing. But the fact is this, the FBI arrived at that conclusion of the Wuhan Institute of Virology being the epicenter of the disaster with moderate confidence in the middle of 2021. They were right then. They're still right today. How else would you explain that a bat virus collected from a species that is at least 900 miles away from Wuhan and just happened to be under study at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, just happened to get out in public in that very same place. Well, John Stewart, a man I rarely agree with, was even pointing this out before it was acceptable to say. One of the few on the left that was honest about it. Listen.
Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science.
There's a chance that this was created in a lab. There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, if there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's
a
novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask the scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle.
A pangolin at a wet market? No. Logic dictates that this is the shortest line to the origins of the global catastrophe of disease, and now we know an incredible overreach of governments around the world, followed by profiteering by big pharma giants like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, among others. I mean, seriously.
Okay. So I don't necessarily agree with the first statement of John Stewart. I do believe that science did cause this, but it was really not science. It was prostituted, whored out science. Okay. So if you think about this, and take that clip, and I don't know how many people are aware. I'm not going to play the clip from Woody Harrelson from Saturday Night Live this past week, where he essentially describes the big pharma cartel as being behind all of this. But you're seeing breaks in, all of a sudden now you're seeing breaks in the narrative. And of course, you're seeing the left, especially those compromised by the Communist Chinese Party, by the Marxist, Leninist, Maoist ideology, double down. Right and left. Okay, you've got, think about this. You've got Feinstein's driver. You've got Swalwell's lover, Fang Fang. You've got McConnell's wife. You even have Zuckerberg, Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla Chan. You've got a lot of things going on here. And what was mentioned there, the result of the release, I'm not saying accidental leak, I'm saying release, the results of the release, who benefited by this? Now you got to put your thinking cap on. Who benefited the most by this? And who lost the most? Well, let's take a look. Many people, political conservatives, were banned completely off of social media. What's social media connected to? In terms of a lot of funding and a lot of modeling of their profiles. That's right, Communist China. Because what's attempted to be, what are they attempting to implement? It's the social credit score that's so ever popular in China. And it's coming here. It's already here. The censorship, the banning, the censorship. And then you had the lockdowns. Who made the calls for the lockdowns? And what was in it for them? Okay, there you've got to separate this into two factions. The federal part and the state part. Now, remember when President Trump first announced the state of emergency back in 2020, he banned all flights from China. Who screamed the most? saying, oh, you can't do that. That's xenophobic. That's racist. You can't do that. It was the left, and in particular, it was the very same individuals who have a stake, either personally or professionally, or actually both in many cases, in the Communist Chinese Party, and financial and ideological stake in the CCP. The very same people who want to push the social credit scoring here in this country. And oh, by the way, the fact that Gates, the eugenicist Gates, and the Communist Chinese Party are huge donors to the World Health Organization, which we're going to get to at the end of this Gruber clip. And what's happening now with the WHO saying, okay, we're going to take over all countries' response to pandemics. Screw your constitution, United States. That doesn't apply. And you've got Biden submitting amendments to this WHO so-called treaty, not a treaty, but a treaty. The lockdowns destroyed Middle America. The lockdowns destroyed communities like East Palestine, Ohio. The businesses there, the people who would go to work there, the children who would go to school there, for example. And then you've got, again, the damage to the children. What is one of the planks of the Communist Chinese ideology? You go after the children. You destroy the generation. Just like the Marxist ideology. Give me the first, give me your children. And give me one generation. And we will take over the world. What happened during this lockdown? So you can see the many points all connected. Now, Steve Gruber is going to continue, but I did want to mention that. So some of the some things, the cracks are showing, but is it enough? And sometimes people mock. And the very people who mock are the very people who profit. And the very people who ban, censor, harass, and so on are either useful idiots or they're in on the takeover and takedown of the West and the United States specifically. Let's continue with Steve Gruber.
Connect the dots. We did this long ago. And remember when the left was calling anyone who suggested it was a lab leak or called it the Wuhan virus a racist? Another black eye for them all. Before the pandemic started and lockdowns were instituted by government and screened for those on the left, Nancy Pelosi was out telling people they could visit San Francisco's Chinatown without fear. Do you remember this little stunt? Watch.
You should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there's a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come.
I, for one, am stunned that Nancy Pelosi would play the race card like that. I'm just shocked, disappointed. There she is saying essentially that it was racist to have any concerns about China and COVID-19. It was a publicity stunt gone wrong. And of course, it wasn't long when she was finally telling people to stay in their homes, be locked in. However, as the Department of Energy and the FBI have now arrived at the only sensible conclusion, other agencies refuse to admit the obvious and continue to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Guys, don't waste your time. We've got it figured out. Jake Sullivan tried to fend off the questions during Sunday morning TV appearances, but his efforts, pretty weak. Listen to this.
There is a variety of views in the intelligence community. Some elements of the intelligence community have reached conclusions on one side, some on the other. A number of them have said they just don't have enough information to be sure. Here's what I can tell you. President Biden has directed repeatedly every element of our intelligence community to put effort and resources behind getting to the bottom of this question. And one of the things in that Wall Street Journal report, which I can't confirm or deny, but I will say the reference to the Department of Energy, President Biden specifically requested that the national labs, which are part of the Department of Energy, be brought into this assessment because he wants to put every tool at use to be able to figure out what happened here. And if we gain any further insider information, we will share it with Congress and we will share it with the American people. But right now, there is not a definitive answer that has emerged from the intelligence community.
Yeah, you can bet on that. They're going to share it.
Oh, yes, you can trust Jake. They're going to start telling the truth immediately. Tell you the truth about all of it. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal also wrote that the DOE's report reaffirmed the idea that the leak was not part of China's biological weapons program. But on that one, I'll just wait for the evidence of who released the bug and how it happened before I arrive at any conclusions. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe it was just recklessness. That we're not sure about. That brings me to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Stop right there. Pause right there. Okay. Steve, you and I got to talk. There's ample evidence between RFK's book, if you read that, RFK Jr., the real Anthony Fauci. And if you look at all of the things that happened leading up to this point, I guarantee you, let's you and I have coffee. After coffee, you will be convinced. I don't agree with you on this. And I like what you're saying, but look, we have to be a little bit more definitive and we have to do the background research. I believe the background research, without that, without the historical markers, the hinge moments that creates the motive, the means, and the opportunity, we're never going to get to the truth. And if you think Congress is going to do anything, no, it's the people that will end up doing something. It's the people like I had on yesterday who are not just mitigating the effects of the slab jabs and the effects of the bioweapon one, but they are pressing forward with accountability as well. That's why I had them on. It all leads to today. Okay, let's continue with Steve.
Honest and reckless come to mind. He said on numerous occasions that the lab leak theory wasn't reliable or likely. He even said it in front of Congress. Listen to this.
I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence. I didn't dismiss anything. I just said it's a high likelihood that this is a natural occurrence from the environment of an animal reservoir that we have not yet identified. Well, and I still maintain that, but as I just mentioned in response to other questions, that since you don't know 100% about that, because no one knows, including me, 100% what the origin is the reason why we're in favor of further investigation.
What a stooge.
That's like being on the scene, on the set of Rust. You know the movie Rust with Alec Baldwin? Where he's shot and killed, and saying, well, you know, look, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I was there. I was part of this production. I was in the room. I was watching, but I really can't tell you with any degree. Okay, I've seen this so many times. When you go to a court setting and you see the weasel words, the cover your ass, sorry, words and phrases, that's what this is. That's look, I don't want to lie, so I just say, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. I blinked and all of a sudden all this happened. No. And heck no. Continue.
This guy also went to incredible lengths to discredit the theory entirely, even inventing theories of his own as to why nobody has ever found out exactly how the virus got passed from bats living 900 miles away. It's the intermediate horseshoe bat. It lives 900 miles from Wuhan, and magically it just got to Wuhan in the wet market. Please listen to this.
What the Chinese did
I don't have firsthand knowledge of that, but the people who were reporting it or investigating
it. You freaking paid for
it. What they did is they cleaned out the markets as soon as it turned out that it was clear that there were clusters coming from the market, which, you know, in typical fashion, I think trying to make sure that things don't get pointed to them, they probably got rid of the animals that were the intermediary hosts there.
Beijing acknowledges now that they don't think it originated in that market.
Well, it may not have originated in the market, but it certainly could have. Animals that were not supposed to be brought in from
right,
the wild.
Hold on. This is akin to saying, to the destruction of evidence. All right. This is like saying, well, okay, what they did probably, maybe, possibly, perhaps, was gotten rid of the animals that we're using as the excuse or the reason for the spread of this deadly bioweapon. So you get rid of evidence, they did, the CCP, but you can pretty much be assured it was with the knowledge, the foreknowledge of Fauci and Collins and members of the DOE, the oversight of the programs in the U.S. and the Department of Defense, because let's not forget there are also 46 such biolabs in Ukraine. Why would you say that right now? Because Ukraine kind of falls into this as well. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. Let's let Fauci dig his hole deeper. Here it is.
Out into the wet markets were there. And I think that's the reason why when this happened, I don't know, but I think why the Chinese just completely cleaned it out.
I've got it. Magic bats. That's what it is, Anthony. Magic bats. You see, they just teleported themselves from 900 miles away and magically came to Wuhan and magically went to infect pangolins at the wet market or some silly thing. In fact, China had every reason to demonstrate this was a completely naturally occurring virus, yet Fauci says they didn't want the world to know what animals were being sold at a wet market. Really?
All right, pause it again, because we have evidence, and RFK brought it forward, RFK Jr. brought it forward. We have evidence that before the moratorium on the gain-of-function testing, there were miners of bat doo-doo 900 miles away in caves who died from respiratory viruses. But this bat doo-doo was transferred ultimately to the Wuhan lab. The very same bat doo-doo that was used to create the chimeric virus. So bats from 900 miles away did not fly over, as John Stewart was talking about, and spit in the mouth of some, you know, whatever, okay? No, that didn't happen. It was a man-made, it was done by man at the direction of the bat lady, Xi Zhengli. And who was she taking her orders from? Well, at least getting the money from? NIAID, Anthony Fauci, and the NIH, Francis Collins. And if you look even further, you're going to find EcoHealth Alliance and even at the periphery, NGOs, including, but perhaps, maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe like a Bill Gates kind of organization funding this research. You heard Peter McCullough say, wait a second, in 2015, what did they do in 2015? 2015, let me look at my notes here. Oh, yeah, 2015, Ralph Baric and Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci, they thanked the researchers for their this wonderful chimeric creation. that allowed Xi Zhengli, the bat lady, to create. All right, continue with Gruber, and I think I won't interrupt anymore. Here it is.
Weak, Anthony. And the one group you cannot ask, of course, is the Chinese. Certainly not the CCP. Why? Because communists lie. That's what they do. They lie, manipulate, play games, and convince you of things that are simply not true. Come to think of it, sounds an awful lot like the people in Washington. An awful lot like the people in Washington that are supposed to be looking out for you and me, but that seems to happen less and less all the time, doesn't it? And now there is a devious plan afoot. Pay attention. That would give the World Health Organization a tremendous amount of new power in the event of a new global pandemic. Power so tremendous, they could tell entire countries what to do. Yes, that includes the United States. And if you think that's not possible, then you're really not paying attention. Did you really think you'd ever live to see the day when governors were ordering people to remain in their homes, to close their businesses, to shutter the churches? I never really thought that would happen until it happened. So now all bets are off, and one of the people yelling the loudest to get your attention is one of the voices that was systematically silenced over and over again during the pandemic, Dr. Robert Malone. He was demonized and silenced by the media and the social media and government figures during the pandemic. He's now been vindicated from the smear campaigns, and he is warning that a power play between the president and his administration and the World Health Organization could light the American Constitution on fire. Listen.
These clauses are proposed by our executive branch, by our president. Okay? First off, increase surveillance. Under Article 5, the WHO will develop early warning criteria that will allow it to establish a risk assessment for a member state, which means it can use the type of modeling, simulation, and predictions that exaggerated the risk from COVID-19 over 2 years ago. Once the WHO creates its assessment unilaterally, it will communicate it to intergovernmental organizations and other member states. They will then have a 48-hour deadline. This is how this is going to work. Within 48 hours and really less, they will have to make a go-no-go decision about complying with the mandate, which is entirely under the control of Tedros. The Director General of the World Health Organization has the authority under this statute to circumvent the U.S. Constitution and to activate a dominant role over the U.S. Constitution by the Constitution of the World Health Organization. He can do this unilaterally. Remember, the two major donors to the World Health Organization currently are the CCP, Communist China, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates. Bill Gates is placing $250 million into the WHO. Those two control the WHO, full stop.
Full stop. So, is this the back door for the Chinese to take the American Constitution and shred it? They're hoping. Now listen, it can't stand scrutiny. Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution says that a treaty, and this is a treaty, that I'm told Joe Biden or one of his designates will sign and say that we are subservient to that agreement. We are not. And the federal courts damn well better sort that out and fast. So maybe things are starting to come together. We're getting the truth about where the virus originated. We're telling you the truth about the World Health Organization funded by the CCP and of course, Bill and Melinda Gates and their little foundation. But you are aware now. You know the truth.
All right. You mentioned, now, whatever you think of Robert Malone, you mentioned Tedros, of course, head of the WHO. Is Tedros a doctor? No. No, not at all. Tedros is a dictator, basically. Minister of Health of Ethiopia. Look, Tedros, this is critically important here. Let me find this here. Tedros and the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation at the time, extremely close. This is why I think, too, the World Health Organization or Hillary Clinton in the office of the president, and Tedros would have made a much stronger alliance, when in fact Donald Trump pulled us out, if you recall, of the World Health Organization. That was back during his tenure. Okay. Now, what's the result in the final remaining moments I have? What's the result? What's going on right now? You had Operation Warp Speed, which was under the Department of Defense, right? And you have Chairman Milley, part of the Department of Defense, or head of the Defense Department, within the Defense Department, I should say more accurately, during President Trump's tenure, calling up China and saying, hey, Z, don't worry about anything, okay? Z, if anything happens here, I'll give you a call and let you know something's up. I'll give you a heads up. But again, as much of a digression that might be, that shows you where the loyalty within the military, U.S. military, exists. Screw the commander-in-chief by calling the head of China, president of China, and saying, hey, if Donald Trump does anything or anything weird happens, I'm going to let you know first. But what's the cause? What's the end result here? Very quickly. This is, again, critically important, I believe. I think mission accomplished to some extent. Where it wasn't accomplished, it was not accomplished because of the breakdown of the actual bioweapon slab jabs, because they were mishandled, especially in blue states, but the actual substances broke down. Okay. Ed Dowd, formerly of BlackRock, now a numbers guy. If you put up page 4, look at this Twitter link. This was just done yesterday. Preliminary, this is the actuarial tables. The SOA is the Society of Actuaries. The excess death numbers for group life claims in units for the fourth quarter by month, excess to baseline. What that means is December, November, October, or if you prefer October, November, December 2022. What were the excess deaths among those enrolled in group life policies by your employer, or group life policies, period? Well, in the 0 to 44 age group, in October of 2022, 13% excess deaths. Remember, anything over 10% is a really big, big jump, big problem. Once a lifetime, if that. November jumped up to 21%. December, 43% in the 0 to 44 age group. And guess what? January and February are higher than December. But that's really like 15%, 20% effective. So imagine if the vials weren't mishandled. And then you have 45 to 64. You think about the 0 to 44, essentially fighting age, especially when it comes to 18 to 44. But 45 to 64, you have 4% October, 16 in November, and 35% in December. Again, higher in January and February of this year. Now, the disability? Well, okay. We call this acceleration on Wall Street. If you scroll down on the tweet, the thread, and it's a big problem. The source is the Industry Insider. Additionally, the incident report for all other unknown category above baseline for the years 2021 and 22 as follows. 2020 is 9%, 2021, 10%, 2022, 30%. In other words, cause unknown. That's their, you know, that's their thing. Total third quarter 2022 numbers, 0 to 44, 25% average, and 45 to 64, 7% average. Numbers are going to be much higher, and it's going to be much worse. Mission accomplished? Not yet. Kinetic is coming. Folks, I hope that made sense to you. Folks, I want to thank you so much for your time. I want to thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. We have great things coming your way. Oh, you just wait. May God bless you. Have a great day.